Hey, how you doing? It's Johnny Wizard here again, yours truly, Stranger Than Fiction, coming here to eradicate this planet of Bushite Nazi vermin. Now we know the Bushite will kill Bushite for a stolen nickel. That is without contention. It's only fascist censorship that keeps that truth from being universally understood, because it stands irrespective of anybody's bias or spin doctoring. The Bushite will kill Bushite for a stolen nickel. And often, well, I mean, 99.9% of the Bushite don't even get a penny of that. They didn't get nothing for it. In fact, we just had a story recently, a Bushite Nazi who were enemy of America recently, I can't remember, huge wounds. I think he lost both his legs and arm. He's deaf, he's blind, and he's suffered brain damage. And instead of getting a cut of that money that was stolen from the central bank by Tommy Franks, he got a bill. I think it's $16,000 or $19,000 for medical attention. So he's got a bill. It's just typical of the Bushite Nazi philosophy. You know, the thing about, you know, the war itself, of course, it's unjustified. That's not a theory, a left-wing liberal idea. That's the thinking man perspective. You have complete unrestricted access. There's no reason to sacrifice Bushite Nazi whores, because you could have done anything you wished without delay. Anywhere. They were under the chicken coops, if you recall. But anyway, whatever. Okay, so they can't... The Bushite Nazi vermin, enemies of God and humanity, they say they're too weak and cowardly to face those truths. But then you look at the ORHA plan to secure the HMX. This is a plastic explosive. It's like, I think, 117 tons of, some of the most deadly plastic explosive we have. And with cell phones, too, to use as detonators... for this explosive to kill Bushite. Now, instead of the Bushite securing these weapons facilities, as was so planned by the ORHA, the plan put together by the State Department, say, you know, if we can save the lives of the Bushite Nazi whores in this process, let's try to do that. And that's what some of the voices at the State Department were echoing. But Tommy Franks ain't going to be able to rob the central bank. Now, you grab a Bushite, you know, if you're in Texas, you see the Bushite on the street, you want to kill it, I know, you ask it. You know, why would you want to steal all this money? And they'll say off camera, they'll say, well, that's what we're there for. We're there to steal all the Iraqi assets, all the Iraqi money for the Bush demon Antichrist. And the only way to rob the central bank was for Tommy to sabotage the ORHA plan. Now, CBC and CNN, they refuse to inform our communities of those truths. But yet, if you're a soldier, you should, you know, mindless. You can't encourage them to understand anything. We got murdering innocent people indiscriminately, as they've done in Fallujah, right? But with the sabotaging the ORHA plan, gets Tommy Franks the stolen loot for the Bush regime. But not only that, by sabotaging the ORHA plan, all these defense contractors can overbill the American people, right? None of these contractors risk their lives as billionaires. Why should they? And, of course, they can steal all this money through the oil reserves. You know, the UN says, oops, it's gone missing. You know, tens of billions of dollars has gone missing. All this oil has been stolen. American gas prices are at an all-time high. And the UN can only come out to tell us it's missing. You know, while they support the overthrow of a democratically elected leader in Haiti. You know, who is the UN? Who is Annan when he never calls the cops? When is the last criminal investigation that occurred at the UN? Tell me that. I know of none. When? When was that? You know, they keep doing these inquiries. We'll look into it for ourselves. Yeah, but we need to arrest those who stole these revenues. These tens of billions of perhaps $100 billion. They can't, while they're stealing all this oil, they can't even allow the Iraqi people any access to fire up their heaters. You know, like they'll deny them drinking water while they're stealing hundreds of billions of dollars. How expensive is water? And as a consequence, of course, the Bushite dies for those stolen dollars, right? Just like in Fallujah, just like in Samara, unrestricted access to do anything you please. They say, here, Bushite Nazi whores, come into the city. We're not going to shoot you. Tell us what your dreams and philosophies are on running a municipal governments, for example. They were clueless. They had no mentality, no intelligence, no understanding. So instead of facing their weaknesses and going, well, you know, we don't understand nothing about progressive tax systems. We don't understand nothing about public health care services, as of which was running in Iraq prior to Bush stealing all the hospital gear now, too. You know, they're going to give all that stuff to his friends in corporate high standing. The Bushite Nazi who sacrifices his life to those principles, right? To rob humanity of health care services. But in Samarra, the commander, who was it, John Batiste will tell you, he doesn't have it together. So instead of facing those weaknesses and saying, look, we've got to get somebody who understands something about economics on the scene, somebody who understands why we have a rule of law, instead decided to indiscriminately bomb the city, murdered a whole bunch of people. And guess what happened? First day, 67 so-called Marines killed. Yeah! Fuck yeah! It's a reward. Every time we hear of another Bushite kill, it's a glory unto God, because you're saving the lives of the innocent. They maliciously, with criminal intent, target to murder. You know, they're not going after any bad guys, right? We know who the torturers are. Miller and Guantanamo. Let's go get them. Let's go kill them. And the Bushite Nazi Grunt goes, oh, no, I can't. I'm too weak. No, instead they target the innocent, children, women, right? And this, what we had with Fallujah, right? Same frickin' story. You know, this time Sattler. The Marine's Handbook on Leadership spells out you kill Sattler. If you're a Marine, you kill Sattler. Why? Because look at what Sattler did in Fallujah. Again, same situation. Do you have any evidence to substantiate your allegations, Mr. Sattler? And Mr. Sattler said no, he has no evidence. So he's just fantasizing about how he's going to sacrifice these Bushite Nazi whores. And that's what, you know, they actually really die. That's the difference, eh? Sattler has no evidence to substantiate his allegations. He could have got the cooperation from the Shura government that was running under Fallujah's banner. Right? They said, well, we just don't want to have rapists and those that torture the innocent and steal our money to come into the city. That seems like a fair request. But Sattler could have said, listen, we got some evidence. We got to get this Zakari guy because he murders Iraqi children. All people, well, of humanity, want to kill Zakari. We know Zakari murdered Berg in Abu Ghraib.
So instead of pursuing, you know, the crime scene leads, how did Bramer get to know him so well? Why is Zakari's motivation only to try to divide the Iraqi people? You know, the Iraqi people have lived under a different form of culture, so they see it in a different perspective than the mindless corporate American would under this respect. You know, there's been a large Christian, large Jewish community in Iraq since God knows when. That's what Iraq was. It was a secularist government. So these people, you know, who are you lying to? Is the question I'm trying to get at here. Or perhaps offering a reward of immunity from prosecution to those who know about the Berg murder and how it took place. You know, because that way, as Bushite, they'll fear for their lives if you offer a reward to turn in the other thieves. You know, there's no honor among thieves. That's very much true. Plus, they're murderers who chop people's heads off as the innocent, threatening us all. But effectively going after such criminals isn't done by committing the very same offenses, but on a larger scale, like indiscriminately murdering the people of Fallujah. How are you going after Zakari and the evil things that he does? As why you state you must be our defenders as thieves. You know, you're whoring your souls, man. It's a Bush, the Antichrist, and fucking America's not with you. Only liars would say as much. You have to fucking find yourself again. And remember, America is beautiful. The American Constitution, I know you don't know nothing about it, but boy, there's some really good ideas in there that do a lot of good for everyone. So you just come back to...
So you go into Fallujah, you murder over 200,000 innocent people. You know, I know of at least 9 2,000-pound bombs they dropped. You know, the destruction radius is, you know, wiped out 200,000 people. They use napalm, but it's more sinister. It's not a napalm. It's almost a gaseous substance that travels through the air and kills those it touches by indiscriminately killing all the people of the city. They wouldn't allow those between 15 and 50 to leave. This is called first-degree mass murder. You would kill Sattler as an American. any American would kill Sattler in a second. I pray and ask for any relatives of Sattler to kill him on sight when he comes home and tells you about all the money he stole by sacrificing Bushite Nazi grunts in that process. Kill him for that. Kill him for that. You know, he doesn't want negotiations to take place, as we had with Fallujah. The guy said at Fallujah, he says, well, listen, if you have no evidence, Mr. Sattler, that means you have nothing to justify your accusations that would be false. You know, you have to use reason when you're negotiating with other people, Mr. Sattler. And you know what Mr. Sattler did? He had that man arrested. Now, he's probably murdered by now. But if you grab Mr. Sattler before we kill him, and you ask him, what was that man's charge? And Mr. Sattler will likely tell you, he's intelligent. He's a person who uses his mind to think, like those who put together the American Constitution, the Magna Carta. You know, a free man shall not be in prison. Sattler doesn't like that principle. As an enemy of America, he fights for those who have implemented this Patriot Act too, where Bush now can term any American he wishes as an insurgent and put them in prison indefinitely without any charges being laid, without the opportunity of the accused to defend himself in a court of law. Again, Bush is, as the Antichrist, only relies upon faith of the individual, so-called individual. They're soulless. They have no ability to function as individuals. So they're already dead in some respect. Right? They say, yeah, that's what we're doing. We don't have to think. And see? See, that's what a Bushite is. They want to destroy America's ability to make good of yourselves, to make something better of your communities. And this, of course, is what Bush does in other respects, trying to now instigate so-called free trade competition between American companies that employ American workers with other countries. Doesn't matter which one now, it doesn't matter. Uzbekistan, you know, to torture people to death if you don't get back to work right away. You don't get paid fucking nothing, and the American business owner says, oh yeah, that's free market. Well, you're going to lose your business, you know, and you can't compete under those circumstances. But Bush, yeah, whatever. You know, the Sattlers of this world, they go, shut up. You think. You use your mind to communicate ideas, to make something better of this world. And as disciples of the Antichrist, the only benefit they can see is to harm God, is to harm our children, is to harm our families, to steal from us, thieves, because they have no true virtue, no true skills. I'm the only man standing. You see? What skill does a Bushite Nazi vermin have? Anyway, look, Bushite kills Bushite for a stolen nickel. We know this already. Not only that, but they are cowards. They know Bush and General Ahmad committed 9/11 in New York City, murdered thousands of Americans. No concern for their lives. Just like the Bushite has no concern for his own grandmother, who had her pension thieved by Bush's biggest financial contributor, Ken Lay. You know, all this money is stolen pension money, stolen from the soldier's grandmother, who gives Bush all these great billboards or whatever he's going to spend the money on next week. And the soldier, you know, no concern for his own direct family. You know, and never mind. Look, where does it end? It doesn't end. All it is a continual crime against God. It's not a better idea to privatize healthcare. Every country in the world, with the exception of some military dictatorships, tries to provide the best healthcare service that we can for the dollars allotted. It's only America that says, no, we need middlemen in that relationship who will skim off whatever, 99% of the cash. It doesn't matter because CNN's not going to hold any of these thieves to account on behalf of the American people, because if they did, you know, America would be what America should be. America's America, not Bushite America. Bushite kills Bushite for a stolen nickel. Yeah, all you got to do is think about depleted uranium. You know, our national news agencies have no concern for the lives of our soldiers. They let the Pentagon tell the soldier it's harmless, you can eat it by the poundful. And the national news agencies make no effort whatsoever to show any care or show any concern for the life of the grunt. You see? And now, you know, the Bushite says they're going to bring democracy to these people. Well, what happens when the democracy says we're outlawing torture? Are the Bushites going to cooperate in hunting down those who are committing torture and killing them publicly in Baghdad? These are Bush's business. These people work for Bush, according to the Oregon military. People are being tortured in Iraq under the Bushite banner. Are we going to hunt those guys down then? See? It's ideas that rule this universe, okay? Ideas. Bushites don't have it together. All they want to do is die, okay? I don't like killing Bushite. I'd rather save the lives of the innocent that the Bushite target for murder. You know, the Bushite will think, oh, he's trying to trick us or something. No, I just as soon see a Bushite die. But the problem is the Bushite murders our families. They indiscriminately kill those who love God, those who love life. They don't what are 2,000-pound bombs, napalm. And for no better good, what are you trying to bring to the people of Fallujah? What were they trying to bring to the people of Samara? They're indiscriminately murdering good, honorable people in hopes to kill more Bushite. You got to remember, Sattler knows this. Buford Blount knows this. They get a cut. Buford Blount will get a share of $2 billion to ensure the Bushite Nazi grunt gets killed. That's why he puts them into conflicts that serve no military objective. He will even tell them that's how stupid and evil these parasites are. He'll even tell them, we got no objective. Just go in there and kill a bunch of innocent people, and we'll watch you from Nazi vermins get shot down in the process. And the soulless whores of the demon Antichrist, as before they die, they say, yeah, but we at least killed more of them than they of us. Yeah, but you've died for nothing as an enemy of God, as an enemy of all people, and a coward. Never forget, the Bushites are always cowards. People go, yeah, he just keeps saying they're cowards, but yeah. Well, no, any real man would enjoy killing Bushite. Anybody who has a gun will kill a Bushite. A Bushite has no commitment to freedom for ourselves, has no commitment to a rule of law. You know, they want to torture people for nothing, to death. You know, Miller, go kill Miller. Go kill Buford Blount. Go kill Sattler. And their minds are lost. They go, I don't know, I'll have to, you know. But yet, instead, Sattler and Buford Blount and Miller will go out and order them to indiscriminately harm the innocent and steal their money that, if anything, they'll get a bill for later in the mail or be kicked to the curb like they do in Manhattan. You know, in Manhattan, you can pay $15,000 a month for rent in a bachelor apartment. But the people of Manhattan, as diseased and depraved as America is in some respects, can't find 50 cents to help some homeless vet on the ground. You know, and then you got to think about it in God's terms. You know, these are really, truly enemies of all things, enemies of all life itself. You know, you ask them, why don't you defend the innocent? Why don't you kill Bush, Rumsfeld, and Condoleezza for 9/11? Why don't you support the FBI? The FBI say General Ahmad funded Muhammad Atta, the mastermind ringleader. And the Bushite grunt as an enemy of life itself. Shut up. Don't make me look dumb. I want my image to be pristine. You know, I hate Bushite. I hate Bushite like every real man does. Every real man from America, when we hear of another Bushite kill, we celebrate. This is a volunteer position these Bushites have. They could leave at any time, almost any time. You know, they volunteer to commit these crimes against God because, truly, they're cowards. They don't have an ability to deal with the big world that surrounds ourselves. And instead side for the bad, the evil, the criminal. You know, Americans, whatever, they don't have it together. Do you hear the Bushite Nazi grunt whore try to get onto Art Bell and say, listen, Art Bell, I think it's not right that the Pentagon tells us depleted uranium is harmless when we know it's radioactive, oxidizes to a microscopic particle as light as the wind, and we're breathing it now, and we're going to certainly die from it. Who cares about the Bushite Nazi grunt? Let's do another show on aliens from another galaxy or something. Waste America's precious time to deal with these extremely serious issues. You know, no. Got to talk about something else. Like Rush Limbaugh or Bill O'Reilly, who actually encouraged the victimization of the innocent to steal from. You know, Tim Russert had Bill O'Reilly on, and Bill O'Reilly confessed freely. He says, you know, we're there to steal their oil reserves. Let's not kid ourselves on this. We're here to thieve from a nation of those we claim to be persecuted. They're going to steal further from these poor souls. Like Sattler with his lies. He's there to liberate Fallujah by indiscriminately murdering the men, the women, the children, the elderly, like indiscriminately murdered the people who were living in their homes. They would shoot into a house before entering it. An apartment building, they would say, get out. Nobody there speaks English, right? Then they kill everybody in the apartment building. All the elderly, all the children, everybody who's living in the apartment building. And again, I encourage my friends in China, my friends in Russia, not only, you know, the 25 million man army in Iran, but, you know, all men of every nation, every religion, please support me in this respect, because we can tell. Where is the Bushite voice? Where is it? You know, it's an enemy of us all who hides in darkness and pretends they have some honorable virtues that are just hidden. And if they had an opportunity to shine in the light, boy, we would see the splendor of what it is to be an enemy of God. Well, tell you what, we don't see that. And it never happens, because Bushite are truly, truly the enemies of us all, enemies of God, enemies of America, and as I say, they're enemies of themselves. Bushite will kill Bushite for a stolen nickel. The only reason this conflict is happening is so Halliburton can steal this money from the American taxpayer left undefended by CNN. You know, that's the only reason this conflict is happening, because there was no reason to instigate it. Similarly with sabotaging the ORHA plan. Same situation with Bremer getting rid of the Iraqi army. They need to create instability so the Bush regime of warmongering criminals can thieve even further from the American people. Now, the Bushite Nazi grunt, the soulless disciple of the Antichrist, in their minds, like Bill O'Reilly was on Tim Russert, they figured, no, we're just stealing from the Iraqi people. We wouldn't steal from ourselves, right? Bushite Nazi whores, enemies of the Constitution of America that contains the indivisible truths of this universe, really. But you can't. You try. The Bushite goes, he thinks he's, you know, they got this chauvinistic thing that's pushed through by the broadcast. You know, you don't need to know nothing. You get the best healthcare service in the world. Shut up and don't compare it to anyone else. And then you can pretend that that's the case. You know, you have the highest standards of living in the world. Just don't compare it to anything. And you can keep continually telling yourself that, well, you know, homeless people are denied just the basic rights to survive. You know, not only do the Bushite Nazi vermin deny Iraqi children clean water to save their lives, but they also kill Bushite vets on the street in Manhattan. You know, the Bushite will tell the other Bushite, oh, depleted uranium's completely harmless, eat this fucking poison. When you tell them it's radioactive, get this, this is what the nature of evil is, as the deceived disguised. When you tell the Bushite depleted uranium is measured radioactive, and just as they did with the first Gulf War conflict, what was it, 200,000? You know, what are the death rates? Who cares? Who knows? Who gives a shit? Look at the Pentagon. Oh, no, we only got 10,000 serious American soldiers wounded. 10,000 only. But, well, you know, the hospital in Germany that doesn't take the full caseload has more than 20,000 seriously wounded. So, you know, who cares? CNN's not going to cover it. We know that. CBC in Canada, they're not going to mention it to anybody. It's of no concern for themselves to show a caring word for the sacrificing soldier. Okay, so you see, the Bushite will kill Bushite in relationship to the World Trade Center, where you have all these people worshiping the stock market as the best way to secure wealth by not doing anything for anyone. You know, who cares where the money comes from, as long as I can get a paycheck for not doing shit. If I can invest in a third world military dictatorship where they use slave labor to produce goods and services, hey, I'm not accountable. Who gives a shit? Look at all the money I make. So they have that mentality. They're murdered by Bush, Rumsfeld, and Condoleezza Rice with the help of General Ahmad. And CNN, they don't care. Who cares about those who worked at the World Trade Center? Good thing their dead, sacrificed as worthless parasites. You know, where are the families of the 9/11 victims to speak on these issues? They too. Like, there was a couple of women there. Okay, I say, you know, the Jersey girls, way to go, keep up the good work. But what about all the other families? Like, where are you? Don't you want to arrest those who committed these acts of murder against your family? Like, look at Silverstein, the guy who owns that. Shouldn't the Silverstein be arrested? Why would there be explosives in Building 3 on September the 11th? Somebody asked him that. You know, and if explosives were in his building there, what about his other building, the two towers? When did you get the explosives into World Trade Center? But anyway, these kind of questions go on and on. There's all kinds of issues that need to be addressed. CNN's not going to make that initiative. They don't give a shit about you as an American taxpayer being robbed left, right, and center. The opponents to me, they go, oh, he's a liberal. No, I'm the guy who thinks. This is an infinite space here that's unquantifiable by specific labeling. You know, you can label the Bushite easy, you know. Take as much as you can from the innocent, murder people, get rid of laws that protect our rights as human beings, you know, and that's every Bushite. They're all the same, and they kill themselves in that relationship, right? Put two Bushites in a room together for 15 minutes, they kill each other. They can't live with themselves. So hated and despised universally, they hate themselves too. There's no ifs, ands, ors about it. Look at the soldiers here. Here's another excellent story. You got a couple of soldiers in a convoy, a couple of trucks break down. They're required to leave the trucks there because they're on a convoy. They don't want to sit around and try to fix the thing and likely maybe get shot down and killed or whatever. So a couple of soldiers decided what they would do is to try to get some spare parts from these trucks in case they need it for the still working vehicle somewhere down the line. But they got arrested for that. They say that's thieving. You just stole some stuff from Bushite. And they went to jail for 6 months. Now, same relationship. Where's the voice of the Bushite grunt to speak for these soldiers who are spending time in prison for trying to keep their trucks on the road? See, there's no voice. Sadler's doesn't give a fucking rat's ass. He just killed all these innocent people. Now all the Bushite soldiers are dying in Fallujah, and he didn't have to do any of that. Why did you go in there to begin with? He says he had no evidence. They had nothing to substantiate his false allegations. See how I used that sentence? That's not my opinion. That's Sattler's opinion of why he put Bushite Nazi grunts in harm's way to die. You know, and you try. You reach out to the Bushite. You go, look, I will kill you if I have to. I'd rather you learn from this experience and try to think for yourself. But they don't. You know, we got people, you can't say that. You can't say the truth like that. You can't tell us that Tommy Franks stole us money by sabotaging the ORHA plan with his bullhorns that he shouted to get people to rob the museum. You know, and the people who live near the museum, they say, well, eventually they ended up going in there and taking the things out of there because they knew that there would be somebody there to steal these things. And as soon as they calmed down, what happened? The people of the community brought the items back to the museum. You know, some of the media played it a little differently. Eh? They played it like, oh no, they had second thoughts. They felt bad about stealing those things. But that's not what happened. Tommy Franks was there with the bullhorn trying to get people to go in and steal stuff from the museum. He wanted to instigate the anarchy so he could rob the bank of all that money. And he, early retirement, you know, when in military history does a general who's commanding this war just, I'm retiring now, you know, now that he's stolen who knows how many billions of dollars. And look at the guy, he's just, you know, he's evil and he's an enemy. You know, no commitment to protecting American lives, no commitment for anybody but his own selfish self, like Bush is. He's a Bushite, Nazi whore, disciple of the Antichrist. Right? No commitment to truth. No commitment to freedom.